the show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Happy Monday morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, I am excited about our topic today because I just want to murder fear. I really want to get rid of fear. I tell you, isn't fear just horrible? You know, I mean, there's a healthy fear. We understand that. I want to truly be afraid of walking in front of a Mack truck. Absolutely, I want to stay fearful of that. But I do not want to be afraid of setting goals. I don't want to be afraid of stepping out on faith. I don't want to be afraid of starting a business. I don't even want to be afraid, for that matter, of closing the business. If that is going to take me to a new business or take me, you know, to a greater destiny that is already planned for me. So fear is something that I wanted to do this show topic because I really, really wanted to let other people experience the true beauty of life when you are not stifled by fear, when you do not let fear control your life. Now, I want to thank you for tuning in to the show. If it's your first time tuning in, well, we celebrate you. We celebrate you. And I tell you, this is going to be a great show today. Welcome to our guest. The topic today, don't let fear stop you from achieving your dreams. That's what I want to talk about today. I'm going to give you some tips that can help you keep doing what it is that you need to do or to get moving. Maybe you haven't done it yet. I mean, so many people, they fail not because they did something. It's usually because they either gave up or they never got started. And you know what they say? If you ask people, where is the richest place in the entire world? Where is the richest place in the whole world? And I heard this said once before at a seminar that I was at, and I never forgot that question. And they asked the question, where is the richest place in the whole world? If you know the answer to this, you can go ahead on and if you want to call in, you can give me your answer, 347-945-7991 is the call-in number. You call in, you can let me know where is the wealthiest place in the entire world? I'll give you a minute to call in if you need to call in. But, oh my God, you do not want to be fearful of starting your dream. You know, I was thinking about, in my own life, it took me so long to get to where I am and to get to some places and to do some things. And the main reason that held me back, that kept me in a holding pattern, like almost like what the airplanes do. When they have not given permission to land, they will go into what's called a holding pattern. And sometimes they will hold there, you know, for a long time. I remember once we were in a holding pattern over the Chicago airport, and we were there so long, we actually had to go and land the plane, like in St. Louis somewhere far, it seemed farther. But that was because they knew we were going to run out of fuel. And so we had to land somewhere. I remember it was a very, very, very hot day. It was a summer day, and this had to be a good 7-8 years ago or longer, and it was just so busy. There was just so many flights on that day that they couldn't land. And that's what happens to people. They get in a holding pattern, and they can't seem to break loose. Well, we welcome you to the show today because we want to absolutely help you break loose, get unstuck, to get over that stumbling block of fear. Fear that has broken down your momentum, that has given you even a sort of paralysis. You know, there's a term that's used sometimes when instructors and trainers and coaches are trying to help, you know, businesses and people who want to start their businesses. They hear the term, they call it paralysis analysis. And this is a place where people, they overanalyze their dream, or they overanalyze their goal. In other words, they're looking for the perfect thing. They're looking for it to be so right. They're looking to try to make sure they got all the bases covered and that nothing can fall apart. And what happens is they typically never get it done. Because let me let you in on a secret. You're fallible. I'm fallible. We're not perfect, no matter how much we strive for perfection. Yes, we strive for excellence. But the truth of the matter is, and I know it's going to break the hearts of some people to hear this, because maybe all your life you were told that you were perfect. Maybe all your life your parents or whoever raised you, they always applauded you for doing what was right and being so good. And therefore, they didn't realize that they were loving parents, but they were almost instilling in you this paralysis analysis. And therefore, those people typically only go but so far in life as adults. As children, it's kind of masked behind going to school, getting good grades, and of course, that all looks good. And the parents are there to take care of them and protect them. But once these individuals typically turn into adults and they go out on their own and they hit what some people call the quote-unquote real world, it becomes a different story. And these are those adults that you see, and you'll see them, and you'll see them in your early 20s. Then by the time you run into them again, in their 30s, then you might catch up with them again, somewhere around their 40s and their 50s. And these will be the individuals who have this conversation. And you're talking to them and you're asking them, you know, what they're doing with their life. And it's very mediocre. There's nothing extraordinary, nothing really extra. And as a matter of fact, sometimes you'll listen. If you listen to them really closely, you'll even discover that they had a dream that they never fulfilled. And you kind of wonder to yourself, why didn't you ever fulfill your dream? And sometimes it's for that very reason. They overanalyze what it would take to get it done, so they never got started. And that's why we're talking today about how to not allow your fear to stop you from achieving your dreams. And I know you want to know, well, how do we do it? How do I stop my dreams? How do I stop this fear from taking over my life and crippling me, shutting me down? I mean, really, it's really a paralysis. It's like crippling, you know? People thinking that they can't get something done and that there's going to be too many, they can't foresee all that can go wrong. Well, you'll never be able to see all that goes wrong. If you talk to any champion, any person that has achieved greatness, they will tell you that they have failed so many times that they can't even number them. And I have on my website, LisaJWilliams.com, and I invite all of you to go to that website. I have empowering information all throughout that website. I have dates and times of empowerment sessions, coaching sessions. Some have fees to them, some don't. There's a combination. You can go online, you can order books that will be shipped to you, books to empower you to overcome your fear that can stop you from achieving your dream. That website is full of instructions on how to get going, how to get started. But on the website, I've started putting a daily empowerment tip. And so let me just go to that website and I can read for you the empowerment tip for today. Because I really feel that I didn't even do them in conjunction with each other, the tip and the show. They just kind of fell that way. But really, the tip today backs up today's show. The tip for today, Monday, October the 11th, is the key to success is not staying up. It's getting back up after you've been down. So I'll repeat that. The key to success is not staying up. It's getting back up after you've been knocked down. And there lies a great instruction to overcoming fear, to not letting fear stop you from your dreams. Right there in that empowerment tip, and I had already gotten several hits on that just from Facebook alone because I posted the tip last night right before midnight on Facebook, giving those individuals a little preliminary. And there were a couple of people who made a comment or said they like it. And the reason is that when you are able to get back up, I'm telling you, no matter what hits you in life, you know, you could have a problem in your job. You could be having a problem in your business, in your marriage, in your family, with your siblings, in the community. Anything could happen. You could be going through a very, very, very horrible, if you marry, you could be going through a horrible divorce. You could be going through a very disgusting illness, a sickness, a disease. You may be going through very, 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 very low self-esteem. There are so many people who have very low self-esteem. And the saddest part about low self-esteem is that most people don't know they have it. It's just like with certain illnesses, because what happens is once people get the first wave of pains or symptoms, typically they tend to ignore them, and then the symptoms, they're only worsening over time, though all of the symptoms may not display themselves. So you may not even see some of the symptoms, but you could actually be getting worse over time. And then, you know, you hear these stories of people when they go to the doctors, and the doctors say, well, if you had only been here a year ago, 2 years ago, 4 years ago, we could have done a lot more. Well, that same kind of scenario can take place in your mind and when it comes to your emotions, when it comes to your soul. Here you are not dealing with something that it could have happened even when you were a young child, 2 or 3 or 5 or possibly even younger. And so it manifested itself over time. And that is how a lot of people get to a place where they have very, very, very low self-esteem. Some people even get, they go as far as to be depressed. A lot of people today are walking around in depression. They're very depressed. I meet so many people. You heard me talk about the young man from Rutgers University who jumped off the bridge. There are people who are so close to that stage that you would not even be, you would be totally surprised to know the number of people. And here's the thing. Don't let fear stop you from achieving your dreams. Now, the perfect case in with Rutgers, that was the one of, that's almost the worst case fear there is. Is to think, is to fear something so bad that you don't want to face it, that you would rather jump off a bridge or kill yourself. And that's where, you know, that's how fear works. You know, you don't want to face something. It's something you don't want to accept. Something you may not want to face. Well, I'm here today to encourage you to face it. You know, let me give you another tip for overcoming fear. Let me give you a tip for overcoming fear. Because I know some people said there's absolutely no way to do it. Now, let's look at what fear is, right? You know what fear is. Fear. You use the acronym. You make fear an acronym, and that's how you can find out what it is. So the F-E-A-R, even if you were to write it on a piece of paper and to write it vertically, write it vertically, F-E under that, A under that, and R under that. And now next to the letter F, write the word false, F-A-L-S-E. It is not real. It is false. Number two, the second word, evidence. Evidence. E-V-I-N-D-A-N-C-E. Evidence. It's not. It's evident. Okay, you know, like you go to court and they get evidence against you. And they say, here's the evidence. Let's convict this person. Or because of a lack of evidence, we cannot convict the person. It's all the facts and all the information to either build a case or to tear down a case. So evidence, let's see evidence. And then the A is for appearing, A-P-P-E-A-R-I-N-G, appearing. And I'm putting a lot of emphasis on these words, and that's why I'm spelling them. I realize you know how to spell, that's not a problem, but I really want to emphasize them so that you ever, you know, part of this is breaking that spirit of fear. Because if you're going to live your dreams, you're not going to do it without breaking that spirit of fear. Fear has stopped more people than anything else from achieving their dreams. Some people thought it was money. Some people thought it was race. They thought it was their creed, their color, their nationality. But then at the end of the day, the sum total, the results are in, it's fear. Fear. Fear and more fear. It's fear. It's horrible. So false evidence appearing, and this is the problem. The fact that it's false isn't a big issue. The fact that it's evidence that's stacked up, that can be an issue because some people, the more they see them, the more fear they get. The more evidence that's stacked up, the scarier they get. And then appearing, it appears, it's on the scene, it's there in your face. And here's the big problem. The last letter, R, is for real. R-E-A-L. It's real. It seems so real to you. It feels as though you can touch it. You can taste it. You can smell it. You can see it. You see it in your mind's eye. There are some people who see in their mind's eye. They see their failure. They see. They get a visual. They visualize the thing not working. And the moment you do that, you've connected. You've connected with the thing spiritually, and now you have to it has to happen. Because remember, you get to call those things that be not as though they were because of the spiritualness, the spirit realm. You get to loose whatever is in heaven on earth. So now you've loosed fear for your situation. You've loosed the failing thing. Because you visualize it, you have it. So false evidence appearing real. It's false. It's evidence, yes, stacked against you. It just appears real. But it's really not. So that's what fear is. And I know there are many of you, you've heard that before. So hopefully, and here's the thing. People say, well, I've heard that before, Lalisa. Well, here's the problem. Maybe you did hear it before. But if it is still crippling you, if you still have a paralysis for analysis, then you needed to hear it again. You know, you need to hear something over and over again until you're ready to move past it or act upon it. You know, a lot of people, they feel that I don't need to hear that again. Well, yes, you do. If you haven't done it, the thing yet that you were supposed to do, your dream, if you haven't started your dream yet, if you're not living your dream yet, then that means you need to keep on hearing a message entitled, Don't Let Fear Stop You From Living Your Dream. Why do you think people buy books on topics like that? So that they can read it over and over. Because you need to read it over and over until you can do it. You need to hear it over and over until you get it done. There was a lady once that I had met, and she was trying to write a book. Well, actually, she had started on the book. And I mean, I've met several. Since I've written my book in 2004, I've met nothing but authors. It seems like every day I meet a minimum of 5 to 10 authors every single day since I've written my book in 2004. Now, here's the funniest thing. Here's the oddest thing. You're not going to believe it, but I think you can kind of visualize it. Before 2004, when I did my first book I ever wrote in my entire life, my 50 years of living, had never written a book. And I wrote the book, and before that, I didn't know any authors. Before I wrote my book, I knew my mother had always said she wanted to publish. She never got a chance to before she left the earth. So she is my closest example, my closest, most powerful, most emotionally charged example of a person who had a lifelong dream and never fulfilled it due to fear. And that's one of the reasons I know that for the rest of my life, I will always teach on this subject. Because when she passed away, I wrote my book in 2004 and published it. And I thought, wow, it's going to be good, and I'm going to be able to do it for her. Because prior to that, I knew nothing about the publishing world. And she died in 2005. So not a whole year even went by from the date that I published to when she passed away. So here's what I'm saying is that this thing is very real to me, but she's just one person in the billions of people that this has already happened to. So in my research, that's what I found. But I meet authors all the time, and they tell me that, you know, okay, we'll talk about the book, and I'll ask, oh, you know, what store is it in? Where is it being sold? Well, they didn't even get to the publisher yet. Well, why not? How long have you been writing? Oh, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. What? How can you be writing a book for 20 years? Or 5 or 10 years? I know I wrote my book in 21 days. Some of you have read my book, God's Plan for My Success, a personal testimony about overcoming the enemy's plan to destroy my life. I wrote that book in 21 days. And the funniest thing, when I wrote that book in 21 days, then fear set in, and I thought, this book is not going to sell. Nobody's going to buy a book that was written in 21 days. And sure enough, I did. I sold thousands of copies already. And that's just out of the back trunk of my car, But here's the thing. I thought that. Well, sure enough, within a year's time, as I began to do research on self-publishing, I came across a website that announced, write your book in 7 days or less. I'm like, huh? So here I was feeling bad, guilty about writing a book. In 21 days, here's a man being paid to teach people how to write a book in less than 7 days. So the moral of the story is the fear that we have of something is what? False evidence. it appears real. Therefore, when it shows up, it shuts us down. You know, I love that saying in the church. They say, oh, God's going to show up and show out. Well, many of us have allowed fear to show up and shut us down. I mean, people are afraid of everything. And again, good morning. Welcome to the show. I know you probably have your own stories about fear and how it has either stopped you, or maybe you have a story about how you have overcome fear that tried to stop you. I welcome you to call in, share your story with us this morning. You can dial in 347-945-7991. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know you had a great and powerful weekend, as did I. You're back here on Monday morning. Oh, my goodness, what is there to fear? What are you afraid of? I know there are some people who are on the job, afraid to ask for a promotion, afraid to ask the boss if they could work on a separate project, afraid to ask for a different work schedule to fit their lifestyle. And here's the thing, the greatest thing going on right now, because they are mandating that the government allows their employees to do telework. Yes, they've mandated the government, the federal government of the United States, has moved to a mandate where they must allow more telework. Before, the government was really fighting it because they felt you can't watch people when they're at home. How do we know they're really working and all those kinds of things? But this recession and this economy and the tech advancements in technology have pushed them into such a time where it is not only suggested but being mandated. Everyone will work so many hours from home. So you know what that means for you all is that once the federal government does it, it's going to, they're the largest employer in the world. And so once it trickles down, you know, and gets played out. So I suspect in about a year or so, there'll be a lot more companies offering work from home type scenarios because they're going to have more tracking mechanisms. So mechanisms, they'll be able to know how much work actually got done. But another concept that is going to help them is a concept of, it's a human resource concept or a training concept where you're moving from pay for hours to pay for actual performance. Because, you know, sometimes how you have an eight-hour day, but you really only you were only productive for two of those hours. So you sat at work in an office, you were there from 9 to 5, but you really only did enough work that really could have been like from 9 to 12. The rest of the day was spent doodling, chit-chatting with your coworkers, and, you know, online shopping. There's a numerous of things you could have been doing outside of the actual productivity. And so but the company, they've had such a mindset, Flintstone kind of hard rock mindset that since we're paying you for 8 hours, you did 8 hours. That's their thinking, because they're afraid to move into something new and pay for performance. Whereas performance is, you did enough work that really had you stretched it out. And some people do that. They just stretch it out over 8 hours. And so they're actually paying you for how productive you are and how well you performed, because it's going to impact the company's bottom line. So anyway, people on the job are sometimes fearful to ask for things. And sometimes, you know, you're fearful when you don't have enough information. So now, some people didn't know that. I'm just sharing that with you. Now maybe you'll be able to go and, you know, speak to your supervisors, your managers, or what have you about these new types of shifts that are available and new type of work scenarios working from home. As a matter of fact, in the place where I do hold a traditional kind of 9-to-5 job, I was talking to my two colleagues who would do the exact same thing, just at different sites, and I said to them that, you know, there's a lot of training that we need to be able to do from home because of the teletraining, internet training. Right now, my job, I do training, so I'm there in a classroom. But that's really kind of old school. It's like old style now. There's the new fashion. The fashionable kind of training is to do it from a remote situation. with the teleseminar online, those kinds of things. So don't let fear stop you. And we welcome you if you just tuned into the show. If you want to call in, if you have a question, you can dial in at 347-945-7991. If you're on the switchboards, I'll definitely take your call. This is Monday morning, October the 11th. It's an awesome, awesome day. Oh, this is, we're at a perfect time of the year. We're in the last quarter of the year. This is a great time to set your plan, to set your foundation, put something in place for next year. 2011 is coming, and, you got 3 months, basically, October, November, December. You got 3 months. That's a good enough time to put together a great little plan, a great little plan. That's what I'm doing. I'm putting together a nice little plan of action that when January 1 comes, I'm going to just roll it out. You know what they say, plan your work and then work your plan. I'm putting together a nice little plan, but in doing that, I have to kick fear to the curb. I have to get rid of fear. And here's one of my main strategies for overcoming any kind of fear. It could be a money fear. It could be a relationship fear. It could be a fear that relates to, again, your career, your profession, starting a business. Here's the little strategy that I use. It's very simple, so it's not rocket science. Here's what I do. You can take out a sheet of paper, and you can use both sides of the paper. Get a blank sheet of paper. So on one side, write down everything that you're afraid that could go wrong. Get it out your head, get it on paper. Write down all the stuff that you're thinking, the reason why you're not moving forward. Write down all the things that are keeping you from doing it. Okay, let's say you're writing a book, and so you think, I don't know how. That could be your first fear, that you don't know how to do something. And that would be, somewhat legitimate, but you just go and purchase a book on how to do it. There's a book for every single topic known to man. Just go to the public library and ask the reference person at the reference desk. He or she will help you. He just asked for a book on that topic. If you don't want to go to the library, you can turn on your computer, go to Google or any other search tool that you like to use, and you can look it up, and you'll get billions of articles sometimes on that topic, okay? And people's opinions, which is what articles are. It's just a fancy opinion of someone's, and they just elongated it. So you write down all the things that you feel are going to stop you. You could say, I don't have the money. You may say, I don't have the talent. Well, there again, go find out who's teaching that. Let's just say you want to be an actress. Let's just say that's an actor, okay? And you're like, oh, man, that's my dream. Ever since I was 5 years old, I wanted to act. I wanted to be on television. I wanted to be in plays, but, I don't know how. Well, everywhere in every town, there's an acting school or acting classes. Again, you go to your library. The library is a resource for all information. If you don't want to go to the library, you know what to do. Turn on your computer or listen to Culture News in the morning. I can talk about a lot of different things. And so sometimes you can get resources and tips on places to go and things to do even right here. Vision conferences and retreats on how to establish your purpose. As a matter of fact, that is coming up in December. I'm doing the Releasing Your Inner Power conference for that very reason, to plan, to re-energize, to discover your purpose, to take assessment. And that's what we're going to do for Friday, starting at 5:30, Friday after we eat dinner, then all day Saturday, and in between we'll have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then Sunday morning, we will come together one more time after breakfast, making sure that everyone has their plans, their assignments, their marching orders, and they're ready to go back, enjoy the rest of December and holidays and just to bask in their own excitement. And then when January comes, they will have that plan fully rolled out, and they will know exactly what they're doing. That retreat is happening in Northeast Maryland, right outside of Delaware area, and it's Sandy Cove Ministries is the name of the facility. You can look them up on the web, Sandy Cove, SandyCove.org. Beautiful facility, beautiful meals, the entire retreat, including the workshops, the leaders, the presenters, the materials, for only $170. That includes your meals, your room and board, all the activities for $170. So if you want to have that plan solidified, if you want to come and come through this retreat and relax and revive all at the same time, you definitely want to be there. But when that retreat is over, you will have a plan and you will be ready to go. Even if you're not sure what you want to do, even if you've never thought about it, here's the thing. God created all of us to do something, and he has put gifts and or gift and talent, skills and abilities. Everyone has them, so no one can say, but I don't have it. You just don't know what it is yet. You just don't know what it is. So here's my, again, going back to my secret for getting rid of fear so that it doesn't stop you from living your dreams. You got that sheet of paper and you write down what's the worst can happen. Write down everything that you think could go wrong by you living your dream. You know, I'll write a play and everybody will think it's stupid. Or I'll give a play and no one will come. You know, get all of your fear out on the table. So you got to flush fear out. It's the only way you're going to deal with it. It's the only way you're going to get over it. But if you don't do this, the fear is going to, you know, fester and harbor and mutate and create more of itself. That's the sad part about fear. It creates more of itself. It's like a bad virus, like a cold or something. It creates more of itself, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. So we're going to come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We're coming against fear. Fear is a spirit. You have to, sometimes you have to fast and pray. You've got to get rid of that fear. Now, faith will absolutely help you overcome fear. Build up your faith. Okay, faith in God. You know, I can't do it, but God can. That's actually how I wrote the first book, God's Plan. I got so afraid to write that book. After I had said I was going to write it, then all of a sudden, it's the funniest thing about fear. Sometimes fear kind of leaves you alone until you say you're going to do something, and all of a sudden, it rears its ugly head. You weren't even thinking about fear. You were just going on with your life, going to work every day, doing what you do. And all of a sudden, you say you're going to do something great, something different, something extraordinary, something miraculous. All of a sudden, here comes fear. No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't do that. You're not smart enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not tall. You know how many people did not model because somebody told them they weren't tall enough? Do you know how many people didn't pursue that basketball career because someone told them they weren't tall enough? And then guess what happened? Then they're sitting home one day. You know the drill. They're sitting home one day and they're clicking the TV channel and they see a basketball player shorter than them. Oh, they're like so upset. Oh, they're so upset. That's how you can get into depression. Trust me. You're going to be mad because you know the only reason you didn't do it was because of fear. Because you had no evidence to prove that they wouldn't take you because of your height. Now, you may have even, and here's the truth, be careful of this, you may have evidence that they turned someone else down. You know, that happened to me with college. I kept thinking, you know, so-and-so-and-so didn't get in, and so-and-so-and-so didn't get in, and she got turned away, and he got turned down, and he didn't get the loan. That's what, you know, I was trapped in that for a minute. Ah, but here's the problem. just because they got turned down. You don't know God's plan for that person's life. You don't have that person's life DNA, okay? You've never seen the blueprint for that person's life. So you got to get out of comparing yourself with somebody else. Maybe and I tell people this all the time, and some of them just look at me like I'm crazy because they don't really believe it. And it's like, yeah, but they turned everybody else down. Okay, but did they turn you down? Well, I didn't go in there. Okay, well, did they turn you down? Well, because when I was going to go over there and the person went, did they turn you down? No. Well, give them an opportunity to do it. Before you tell me that someone is not going to let you do something, please come to me with the fact that you already told them and they said no. Don't tell me this is, I don't mean any harm by it. Please, don't take it the wrong way. But this is how I have to talk to some people. I don't even want to hear that you thought it wouldn't work. I'm sorry. I'm past that. I got past that about 20 years ago, actually, when a high school dropout who was an ex-prostitute, okay, who had a jail record, moved to New Jersey, went to Essex County College, graduated Union County College with honors, was a part of a well-known honor society, international honor society by Beta Kappa, which is akin to Phi Beta Kappa, and everybody knows Phi Beta Kappa, but the difference is Phi Beta Kappa is for four-year colleges. Phi Theta is its counterpart, and it's only in two-year colleges. If you know anything about two-year colleges, there are literally thousands and thousands of them around the country. And so actually Phi Theta Kappa is much larger than Phi Beta, because Phi Beta is something typically that you get involved in after you graduate. So people are usually, after they graduate, they're not as connected. But Phi Theta is something it's an organization that you're with while you're still working on your associate degree. So they do a lot of activities in the community, in the college, and things like that, and they give a lot of scholarships. So it's very hard for someone, to tell me that you thought it wasn't going to work, because, getting those degrees, going to college, doing the things I've done, holding jobs at Continental Airlines, Sherry Plow, some of the biggest companies in the state of New Jersey, only came because I didn't think. See, sometimes you can't think. We always tell our children to think. But sometimes we've given them paralysis analysis, and we have them thinking too much, and they overthink the situation, and then they sit back and they wait, and then they end up like my mother and so many other people who never lived their dream. And it wasn't because it was so hard to do. It's because they were so afraid to do it, because they let fear control and dominate their life. But you're not going to let that happen, because you're not going to let fear stop you from achieving your dreams and your goals. You're not going to have those negative visualizations of failing. You're going to have visualizations of succeeding. So on the sheet of paper, you're writing down all the things that can go wrong with that goal or that dream that you have. The money. You may feel that you don't have the looks of this or that. You don't have you don't have the know-how to start a business. That's a big one. There are a lot of people that dream. Their dream is to start a business. Let's just say you wanted to open a hair salon. And that's been always in your dream, to own your own hair salon. You saw when you were a kid, maybe your parents took you to a beauty salon and it hit your spirit, so to speak. And that was something you really always just held inside of you. You really wanted to do it, but you never did it. You may think, my chance is over. I'm older now. I never went to school and got my hair license. I just got to let that dream die. But I would challenge you. Not so, not so. Number one, you could end up like Tyler Perry. And somebody made a movie once called play. They did a play. I don't know if it became a movie, but I think it did. There was a play that was called Beauty Shop, and it was actually one of the first off-Broadway type plays that I went to here in New Jersey, about 18 years ago. It was hilarious. It was an awesome play. Well, that could be your opportunity to own your own hair salon and do a story about it, make it a novel, whatever. I mean, there, find a way to live the dream of what you always wanted to do. And here's another caveat to that. Maybe you won't start a hair salon. Maybe you'll just start a business. Maybe it'll be, maybe you'll start a business selling hair care products, which will ultimately take you into the building of every hair salon from the east to the west, from the north to the south. You see, you've got to look at other things that can still help you, you know, birth what was originally your dream. You're still a business owner, and you're still attached to some lawns, okay? And keep in mind that when you were dreaming when you were a child, you know, the dream may have been very clear, but it may not have been the full dream. Remember Joseph, who had a dream, and he dreamed that he was ruling over his brothers and his family, and you see how that dream turned out. If you didn't, you can read Genesis 36 and 30, through like 40, 49 or so, to get the story of Joseph. And you see how his dream turned out. It wasn't exactly like it. He still ruled over his brothers, but he certainly wasn't a bundle of straw. So your dream as a child may be slightly different, but it is still reaching the same effect. It's still going to have the same impact. So on this sheet of paper on the one side, and again, if you tuned in, I see we got some activity in the chat room. Yes, who was there? Pinko Bear. Good luck. Okay, so, wow. Sorry to hear. Yeah, we're very sorry to hear. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Fear is real, and there's so many. Yeah. Well, we're glad they had to go, and they loved it. I think they don't have anything to do this time of morning. But it's people like that that lets us know that, you know, the reason why we need to keep talking about fear, actually. And so with that being said, I'm kind of glad I wasn't over there in the chat room looking at that. Now, that can happen when you're on Blog Talk Radio. You can't stop people from coming into your chat room to a degree. You can if you, there's a couple of things you can do, but right now we're not doing those. But we're just letting the Holy Ghost move and the power of God move. Now, back to that sheet of paper where you're writing everything down, okay, on one side, write everything down that you think could happen. What's the worst could happen, right? Get it all out. Talk about it. Look at it. Okay? Now, see, right there, you're going to be able to, because once you look at it on paper, what can go wrong, you're like, is that the worst can happen? Right? You're looking like, is that the worst thing that can happen? Okay, you know? And sometimes that's enough to get people going. It's when they look at that, because they, remember, it was false evidence, and it appeared real. When you wrote it down, like, that ain't even real at all. You like, oh, that ain't going to stop me. That's not going to stop a lot of people. That's not stoppable material. Or you could call your coach or someone like myself or someone else that you trust or a mentor. A mentor is someone who wants to see you with a successful future. Some people that they call mentors are not mentors, okay? Mentors, they see your future, and they try to help you get there. That's what mentors do. So I know a lot of people have mentors, and they just use that term very loosely. But a person is not a mentor if they are not actively helping you achieve your next level. Okay? So if you have a mentor, if you have a coach, which is exactly what coaches do as well, coaches help you get to the next level. And the only real difference between a coach and a mentor is that coaches, there's a fee, there's a charge. With coaches, you have to, usually there is a business for them, so they're providing a service as an entrepreneur. versus a mentor who is volunteering their time, okay? But they're basically doing the same thing. The mentor spends time with you, finds out what your goals and your dreams are, and they use all of their resources to help you get there. And they share their resources with you to help you get there. Their contacts, their associations, their friends, you see. They use those to help you achieve that. Well, coaches do the exact same thing, but you pay them a fee, okay? Now, the difference, somebody would say, well, then why would I get a coach when I can just go get a mentor? Since I can get a coach, a mentor for free, and a coach I would have to pay. Well, the problem with that sometimes is when the person is not on the clock for you, they could easily not have time for you. I'm just saying, you know, the mentor could be too busy, and they're not going to feel obligated to spend time with you because, you know, why should they? They don't have to. Whereas a coach, you've hired them. They work for you. They have to help you. They don't have a choice. That's what they're getting paid to do. And so you may get a greater result and you may get it quicker. A mentor might take them 5 years to work with you on something, whereas a coach, if you're going to set a timeline, you may say, I want to achieve this in 6 months, a year, and so you're going to get it done. That's pretty much the reason why we pay, right? You know, it's just like with anything, getting our hair done. And you could wait for your cousin to come by and do it. She might come, she may not. But when you walk into a beauty salon, you're going to get in the chair as soon as the hairdresser is done with the last client. You're going to jump in the chair. So when you pay, that's typically, it's more on target. So we're talking today about not letting fear stop you. If you have any questions, you have any comments, we have some time left to show. You can dial in and call in. And let's see how much time. Well, it looks like we have about 10 minutes left. If you want to call in, if you have a question. Yes, Kiva, I see your comment. Yeah, you need to pray for the strike. Well, let's definitely pray them out the room. That's number one. But absolutely, absolutely. So, Kiva, just if you can, I know you're busy there. What do you think about this topic today? Not letting your fear stop you from achieving your dreams. I just wanted to know if you had any comments or thoughts about that. And also, for those of you who are listening, okay, the chat room, we have a comment, so I'm going to open up the phone line. Good morning and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, good morning, Coach Lalisa. This is Tina Lane from Newark.
Oh, hi, Tina. Hi.
How are you?
Great. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am great. I am awesome.
I know you're on fire. I know it.
Yes, amen to that. Fear is something that I had to work on, and I'm still working on at times, but I used to use an acronym for me when I broke it down. It was forever always rationalizing. I'm always rationalizing or overthinking the process.
Okay.
Forever always rationalizing or forever always reasoning. And my reasoning or rationalizing of how I could not do it, not how I could do it.
Yes. Okay. Okay, so you were always saying to yourself, it was all these reasons why you couldn't start that project or follow that dream. Wow, so you were building up a force against your own self.
Yes.
Basically, because you kept coming up with reasons why it couldn't be done.
Right.
Yeah, that's that false evidence.
False evidence appearing real.
Yeah, you were stacking up the evidence. It can't be done because of this, and that. And so how did you overcome that?
By actually doing it.
Or how are you?
Yeah, how? Well, one way I started to overcome it is to start, whatever I thought I when I started to rationalize I couldn't do it, I had to just change my mindset. Changing my mindset and my thoughts. And whatever I thought I couldn't accomplish, I just started to actually work towards accomplishing it. So when the thoughts came, I would have to work more towards accomplishing it. If a negative thoughts appear, I'm going to work harder to try to accomplish it, to challenge myself. And also, of course, with prayer. It's like still prayer. Because as you start to move forward and the challenges get a little harder, or things that you want to accomplish may be so big, that fear, like you said, it can manifest itself. You thought it went away, but now you're trying to move forward to something bigger, and it comes back again.
Yes, very, okay, great. That's, yes, so, you know, we really have to look at this and help people. We know there are some people who don't believe that fear can stop them, and we understand we don't have. Some people, they've already been able to overcome it, and that's wonderful, and that's great. But this show is to help those individuals who are still being crippled by fear so that they're not achieving their dreams, they're not moving forward. And, you know, what's interesting is that word is moving forward, which I also found to be another way to overcome fear is by moving forward.
Yes.
You see, it's almost as if you're not allowing fear to catch up with you. Okay? You're constantly moving forward. You're on the rise. You're on your way. You're headed somewhere. And fear, eventually, fear, you see, will recognize, you know what, I can't stop that lady. I can't stop that man. You know, let me leave them alone. Okay? But when fear sees that it can grip you, it can stop you from pursuing your dreams, your passions, your goals, it's going to keep showing up because it's a spirit. And spirits need a body. And so it's to find one to sit in, to relax in, to make a home. It doesn't want to leave. You know, like family members came over, they made themselves at home, and they didn't want to go. Or, you know, how it was when we went to somebody's house. Oh, it was so comfortable there. We don't want to leave. We took a residency right there. So that's what fear does in many people's lives. You know, it just takes up residency. So that's great. Thank you so much for your comments this morning.
You're welcome.
And we asked, oh, yes, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, we're going to finish up the show. We have about, so we have four, oh, barely a minute left. Okay, thank you. Tina from Newark calling her New Jersey. I know she said she's Tina from New Jersey. Thank you for calling with your comments and sharing that with us today. To all of you who have tuned in today, I hope that you have gotten something out of this topic. Remember, look at what if the worst could happen and act in spite of, realizing that those things are just all false. They look at ways to start small. Talk to people. Get you a good coach that can help walk you through that fear. I am available. You see that from my website. You can sign up for my coaching programs if that's something you want to work on. In our coaching sessions, I do spiritual coaching as well as life coaching. We can certainly help you work on that and certainly help you get over that. Well, thank you for tuning in to the Coach Girl Lisa Show on Monday. We'll see you back here for another empowerment tip and another great topic. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we said that where's the wealthiest place in the whole wide world? You got it. It's the graveyard. Why? Because so much prosperity could have been gotten from all those dreams that people die with, that they never lived it. So don't let it happen to you. Go out and live your dream. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget, to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coastal Lisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.